94.7 Buck FM with, a little Billy Gibbons in there mixed in. And Billy, of course, kind of a blues rock and roller kind of guy with ZZ Top. And anyway, he joined in with that song. That's pretty cool. All right. Well, you know what's pretty cool is what's going on fun-wise in the Magic Valley and southern Idaho. And I've got Kathy standing by on the phone to tell us from the Magic Valley News. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Isn't it nice? We have blue sky and no wind. Well, a little wind.
I was going to say, it's kind of windy out there, but that's going to go away. It's going to be 81 degrees by Saturday or Sunday. So
I know. So you have snow one day and you're in all kinds of stuff. And then the next day you're in shorts.
Yep, that's the way it's going to go. So, we're talking about all the fun stuff. Magic Valley, you've got a brand new magazine out for Magic Valley News for May.
Right.
And it's free. You can just stop by any of the locations. You've got like 10,000 of them that you can pick up. So
just about. We have over 200.
So, anyway, all across southern Idaho, you can't miss it. Where you go and eat somewhere, just grab one of those. And they're going hot like pancakes out here at the station. We have a little rack that you put out here, and they're going fast. So anyway, let's talk about a couple of things. Well, first off, the decision of what you're going to make for voting. You've got some people in your magazine for May, and so we want to say, you know, if you want to read up on them, you've got some information there. And what, we 3 weeks out?
We're 3 weeks out from today, and the thing is, the one thing, you know, we've been talking about, you know, voting and candidates, but there are 13 bonds or levies for this election.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And half of them are for schools.
Oh,
and
okay.
So you can see page 18. That will give you the levies and bonds and amounts. But if you want to read the actual bond measure, you can go to our website, magicvalleynews.org. Click on the voting tab. We provide the information so you can decide how to vote.
There you go. Well, and decide. We don't tell you what to do. Right. We just tell you, hey, here's the information. Yep. You decide what you want to do. Well, let's talk about some.
Here's your options.
Yep, there you go. Rupert Wilson Theater. I see they've got some things. Glenn's Ferry's Opera House has some things. What's going on here? Mother's Day, of course, right around the corner.
It is, and so in Rupert on the 9th. They have a paint and take class. It's $45, but everything's included.
Okay.
And then on the 13th, I think it'd be fun to do this because I bet since this is at the Glens Ferry Historic Opera House, it's going to be like the old Mother's Day tea.
Oh, well,
and they're also going to have a comedy. And so that's $12 and up for you on that. And if you miss the 11th, guess what? You can go on the 12th.
There you go. And then the 13th, you got a spaghetti dinner over there in Hagermantown.
Right. There is a spaghetti dinner at the school for a fundraiser, and then hang around, and at 7 o'clock, they have their spring concert at the Prince Memorial Gym.
All right.
And, you know, and there's others. I mean, because there's, you can check out, we've got the live music and the farmers markets and
Farmers markets are going to kick off here very soon. I see Jerome's got their signs up. You guys are starting over there in Hagerman. What, this weekend, is it?
Right. Last weekend was the first. The farmers, Hagerman Farmers Market blew in and started. But, you know, and don't forget to check the repeat calendar.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this week on the 12th, the market, Hagerman Market, and it starts at 9 o'clock. And it is at this year at the Hagerman RV Village at the north end of town.
Yeah.
And then also the Gooding County Historical Society has art shows every Friday and Saturday at 10 and a speaker at 7 o'clock every third Wednesday.
Okay.
So that gives you, you know, some information that way on it. So there's all kinds of things.
All kinds of stuff. And I know that Jerome Farmers Market, they're moving from there on Highway 93 over to Moss's Greenhouse this year. So I see the signs up for that. So, but that's, I think, the first of the month. I think that starts the 1st of June. So anyway, we'll talk about that later.
I know I have it down.
Yeah.
But, you know, Paul, anyone that, you know, that has anything to do with any of the farmers markets, in, you know, the seven counties that, you know, that we service,
yeah.
let me know so we can get it on the calendar so that people can, you know, can are aware of it and can go visit.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, how do we get a hold of you if they want to get some information in for June? I know you're gathering now that for the the June book.
Yeah.
So they need to get that information to you. How do they do that?
They give me a call at 208-536-0094. And you know, Paul, like you said, you're out of the magazines. Well, if a person can't find, you know, if or they go, our ambassador hasn't got that refilled, subscribe to the Magic Valley News. It's $20 a year. It just covers the cost of the postage.
Yeah.
Once again, you can call me at the 208-536-0094, and I'll take that information.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate it, Kathy. Thank you. And, of course, we want to remind people that you'll certainly take the information, but they need to get it in right away because what is this? It's the first full week of May, and I'm sure that you, in a couple of weeks, you're going to be hitting print. So they need to get that to you.
Oh, yeah, because our deadline is the 18th of the month to get information into us.
Yeah, so next week. All right. Well, yep. Kathy, it is a pleasure, as always, to talk with you, and we're going to send people that way and get the fun news out. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great fun day.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Take care. Great. All right. Thank you. You go. That is Kathy from the Magic Valley News here this morning. All right. Stand by. We're going to get updated on all the rodeo action in just a minute.